Right, I'm here with Ron Coley, Sturtsley resident. And Ron, you've got some great memories of Sturtsley baths. You were saying earlier that you used to go to the Sturtsley baths for a bath with your dad. Can you just tell us about that?
I've probably went to the baths the first time when I was about four. Could have been a bit earlier, because the house I lived in Kings Norton hadn't got a bath, like a lot of bath houses there.
Yeah.
We used to come down on the Saturday morning, because that was the day that men had there, was allowed to use the baths. We used to come in through the door, that there used to be women attendants, and at the beginning I used to share a bath with my dad. They was big roll top baths, cast iron, massive things. The attendants used to fill the baths with water, and if I can remember rightly, there was about 12 inches of hot water.
That's all you got?
That's all you got.
Okay.
No more. You couldn't put any more in. You was allowed to fill up with cold water, so obviously you filled it up with the minimum amount of water so that you kept the hot water. You've had about half an hour at a time. But when I got old enough, probably be about 8, 9, I was allowed a bath of my own, which was something there. And by that time, I'd learned and looked what the top of the hot tap was, and it was a square, almost like a large radiator connection. And I found something at home that I could put on there, and because they relocked it from the inside, you could put extra hot water in.
So you cracked the system.
I've cracked it. So I used the washing baths until I would be about 17 when I used it. Probably about 1972 when I stopped using them, and my sister had got a flat with a bath in it.
So you were still using the public baths at Sturtsley until the early 70s then? Yeah.
Because it was the only place that you could go to have a bath. But when I used to go down with my mum, my dad, after there, if I'd been a good boy, and my dad made sure if I'd been a good boy, he used to treat me to some sweets at the sweet shop. And I can envision it now. Going the main entrance, got the wooden kiosk in front of you. You used to turn left to have a wash. Turn right to go to the actual swimming baths themselves.
Yes.
Even though some of the neighbours in my road had eventually had baths, they wouldn't let us in. But it wasn't, you didn't think he was being looked down at because you had to go and have a bath.
Yeah, there was no stigma to it.
There was no stigma.
No.
Or anything like that. It was a necessity.
Yes.
I look back at it now and I'm thinking, you know, it was a good time to go there.
Yeah.
You know, once a week.
It sounded like, from the way you were describing it, it was a lovely thing to do with your dad, really.
Yeah, it was, and you know, and I can still envision the baths now. Wasn't a ginormous thing, enough for you to get changed, enough there from there, because when me and my dad were separated, we used to talk over there, because there was no roof on it.
Oh, so it was like sort of cubicle kind of effect.
Like cubicles.
Yeah.
Not very big. Probably twice the size of a bath, because that's all you needed. And as I can remember, under the bath, there was one of these trays for the the soap and your flannel or whatever you want.
Oh, that goes like across the bath.
Across the bath. And I can remember that on the end of them there was this white rubber type plastic to stop the metal from scratching the enamel.
Okay.
And I can remember as a kid nicking one of them, straightening it up, and using it as a pea shooter, getting little bits of paper, softening them up, and then on a buzz, perhaps with other people we know, using them as a
pea shooter. You rogue, Ron. Fantastic.
You know.
And was this, it wasn't just you, I imagine, was there other children who used to take these and use as
pea
shooters?
We never knew. I know that I was probably the only one in my life where I lived in Kings Norton that used to come down. Because a lot of the kids up my way had got relations with Bass.
Yeah, so you'd go there, yeah.
Or they'd had their spare bedroom converted into a bath then.
Mm.
So, as I said, there was no stigma at all about coming down to Sturgeley. And in fact, I can remember saying, if one of my friends used to come and knock on the back door for me, are you coming out to play? I used to say, no, I'm going down to have a bath with my dad.
Yeah.
And yes, some used to take the mickey out of you, but they knew that in like the 60s, early 60s, pardon me, that there was no choice for that.
Absolutely, yeah. Did you... When your sister got the maisonette and you used to go there for a bath, did you actually miss going to Sturgeley Baths?
I did in some ways, but I was older then. I was on my bike. So it was more private going to my sister's than going to the baths. But again, it was a necessity. You had no choice. It was either that or having a tin bath in front of the fire that in the old living room. But being the youngest, I was probably the last one to get the bath book.
Yeah, when it's filthy and slightly cold.
I've got three sisters older than me.
Yeah.
And they took priority for me because they always used to get the bath before me.
Oh, okay. And did they used to go to Sturgeley Baths with your mum?
Yeah.
Because it was quite strict segregation, wasn't there?
Wednesdays was for women. Saturdays was for men.
Yes.
And then later on they built things like the sauna and that sort of stuff.
Do you remember? No, was this
never
beyond?
Never went there.
Yeah, this was after you'd been going.
That was a later thing.
Yeah.
And the sauna, and again it was segregated. It wasn't.
Yeah.
To best of my knowledge, never mixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, you'd done it in the buff, in the like the sauna. But
that's it. Yeah.
I can't remember any other ones because by that time I was working after they'd come in, I was working.
Yeah.
And in the late 70s, I moved to a house that had got a bath. So I had the luxury of a bath when I moved up to Hawkes.
Yeah, and I bet you appreciated that.
Appreciated you could have a bath every night.
Yeah. Yeah, as much hot water as you wanted. Although you'd got around that anyway, as we've
heard earlier. I probably wasn't the only one.
No, and just tell me again, Ron, how did you do that? You made like a little tool.
Well, what it was, if you imagine some of the older central heatings, these big cast iron central heating, where they'd got a square draining plug. And that's what it was like.
Oh, okay.
And because I've got tools in for doing push bikes and that sort of stuff, I'd got something there that was about this size. and I only had to tap two sides because you only needed two sides to.
Just turn it round.
I've published five years. I used to get extra hot water.
Brilliant.
There was probably other people. Of course, I used to. If my dad went down with me.
Yeah.
He went over the top and my dad had extra.
Oh, you were sort of passing the tool down.
over to my dad. And we kept stum until they found out. Because obviously they knew why what water was going in because of the central heating.
Of course, yeah. And what happened when they found out?
Few words was had, but they never got the key off me. But after that time, it was time to move to my sister's.
Yeah, absolutely.
To her mason it.
Yeah.
And I used to go there because I could go when my sister wasn't there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You used to have to turn the immersion on and do it, but
yeah, different world.
You look back at it now. Because it's I'm 59, so it's well over 40 odd years ago, probably a little bit, and it was a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah.
And to come out of the bath knowing that you was clean.
Yeah, and on your way to the sweet shop to get get a toffee apple if you were, you'd been good, like you were saying.
But no.
But you were saying, Ron, that even though you were every week you were at the baths and the public bathing bit, that you never learnt to swim.
Yeah, I'm 59 this year, and I still can't swim. It hasn't bothered me. Even when I couldn't swim, I still used to go out on the boat, my bowing boat on the local canal. And over there, even. Though I couldn't swim, it's never bothered me.
No, because you used to go to the baths, didn't you, every fortnight with school?
Every fortnight. We used to get a double-decker bus from Kings Norton Secondary Modern. And we used to go down there. Again, boys were at the top, girls were at the bottom. So there was no hanky-panky, or there was... the boys not teasing the girls.
Oh, okay, so that was like on the first floor, the girls would get changed.
It was don't know what number bus it was, and he used to drop us outside there, and we used to go to the swimming baths. Yeah. Girls changed upstairs, boys changed downstairs. Unfortunately, I was never allowed into the swimming pool, and that was from... right the way until I left school, because I'd got felucas on my feet, and I used to have to sit at the side of the pool watching all the kids swimming or being taught to swim, enjoying themselves, dying to get into the pool, but never did it, never allowed. Pardon me, the teacher, one of the teachers used to bring us there was the deputy head, Mr. Franken. And I was pleading with him, can I get into the pool? No, you can't, Coley, because that's what they used to call us.
Yeah.
Never used to call us by our first. Coley, you're never not allowed in. So even now at 59, I still can't swim.
Yeah, yeah.
But he used to go to the baths in the winter mainly, because it was warm. Never used to, occasionally used to come to the baths of the summer. And we used to go into the pool, play pranks with each other. And I was coming to the age where I'd be about 14, 15. And we used to tease the girls, sort of thing. Still couldn't swim, but still used to go in. Never went down the deep end. always used to was always kept up the shallow end.
Yeah, you could still get in there and enjoy
it. You could stand up on it.
Yeah.
And we used to go through the motions of trying to do, like, holding on to the rails and kicking your feet, but never done much. There was a group of us from Wharf Road where I used to live. We used to come down, about four or five of us, and we used to come down there. Obviously, the main attraction was the girls. But the people who run the swimming baths were strict. The lifeguards were very, very strict. No hanky-panky. The local lads knew I couldn't swim and occasionally used to dump my head underneath the water. But I can remember doing things. I remember one lad that used to come with us, used to live up round the corner from us, and shame to say, his swimming trunks were found floating on the floor, on the baths. And the girls were there, probably bemused. Some were screaming. You know, there's this young lad trying to find his... We got kicked out.
How many people used to go into the baths, like on a weekend? I imagine it being packed.
In the summer holidays?
Yeah.
It depended on the weather.
Yeah.
Because at the time there was the Bourneville Lido, which was open air.
Oh, of course, yes.
And if it was a nice summer's day, or a weekend, you went to the Lido. But if it was not so brilliant, you come to Sturchley.
Into Sturchley, yeah. Yeah, and especially in the winter, like you say.
And the winter.
Yeah.
You come down to Sturchley in the summer. The whole family went to the Lido. It's on, and I can, you know, but we used to come down here in the summer holidays, school summer holidays. You know, we had 7 weeks off, and we used to come down at least once a week. Come down with our towels. Mum used to give us our bus fare, but we used to walk from Kings Norton, along the canal, come down here, and we used to spend our money on sweets.
The sweet shop again, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah. You were quite a good customer, weren't you, Ron?
Yeah. Can I just get up and sort my legs? That's good. But now, I've got, you know, but when the bus was closed, because now it's 2013, it's 25 years this year, this month, March, that they closed the baths. You got nowhere to go. You didn't go to Northfield. You didn't go to Kingsley. You came. We always wanted to come to Sturchley. And yes, it would be nice for it to be a baths, but the baths aren't big enough for modern day.
Mm.
They're not physically big enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you pleased to see the building itself about to be brought back into use? And, like you say, not as a swimming bath, but as a community centre.
Ideally, yeah. If it was brought back for some... If it was going back as swimming bath, you couldn't do what the kids do today, because it's not long enough because it only takes a couple of minutes to swim from one end to the other. And I can remember coming down here, and there used to be the regular men and women that used to come down, and they was regular swimming, you know, so.
Yeah.
But if it's got to change to a community centre, which what the plan is, then because it means the building's going to change. the building's going to be saved, because if not, it's just going to go more and lack of room what it is now.
Yeah.
And eventually it won't be fit for anything.
Yeah, that's right. Ron, thank you so much
for
sharing your memories and your stories
with
us.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I've enjoyed it.